What's up and welcome into Broside Broadcast. My name's Derek.
My name's Blake.
And Blake,
yeah.
Tell me, were you successful with getting a liquid death today? Because
no.
I know that you are searching for one.
I walked all around the quarter, the French Quarter in New Orleans, that is. And I went to two stores. Then I gave up, started walking home, and there's been a lot of filming going on lately
right.
in the quarter.
I saw on your Instagram you were like walking through like a scene or something.
Yeah, I think it's for Interview with the Vampire series. I'm not sure what network it's on, but it seems pretty interesting. Even if it's not interesting, I'm still going to watch it just to see my neighborhood.
Right.
Why wouldn't I? Oh, I was there that day. I remember that day, you know, when I see it back. But yeah, I thought, all right, on one of these catering trucks, there has to be a liquid death.
And right.
What if I just go up to one of these tech guys and say, hey, where's the liquid death? I know you guys have it. And they have new flavors out that I really want to try. So
they just came out with like a mango flavor, I think a citrus, mm-hmm. and then a berry flavor also.
Right. The names are pretty interesting too.
And we're not sponsored, by the way.
Right.
But they are a brand that has kind of made their way into the limelight, I guess, of water, believe it or not. of all things, they have made like water cool. But that's a good thing.
Right. Why not have a sparkling brand with flavors? Because that's what everybody's doing, right?
And the Super Bowl, at the time you're listening to this, we know who won. It was yesterday. But they will become the first brand to place a wager on the Super Bowl. I think it was like $50,000. So they are wagering on the underdog, which I would believe would be the Bengals.
I guess so. I don't think they've won a Super Bowl. I think they've been to the Super Bowl a couple of times. I know they lost to the 49ers in the 80s, I believe. But Joe Burrow is from, not from, but he played for LSU. He's from Ohio, which makes sense that he plays for Cincinnati. But the slogan is Go Burrow, and that's spelled with like an A-U-X, which is like very Cajun. So they love him down here for sure.
Not only did they wager on the Super Bowl, but they have also hired a witch to influence the outcome of the Super Bowl.
So how do they certify this witch?
That's what I want to know. Like, is there like a Tinder for witches? And like, you just have to swipe right or swipe left?
Would it be called Witcher?
The Witcher. That makes sense.
Right? I'm sure they have I think they have like their own community. So
they do. And I'm sure like their community is probably pissed at this, that like some witch has just sold out.
She sold out
to the mainstream.
Yeah. To a football game.
Right. To a football game.
Right. Of all things. I don't know. I hope the best team wins. And if the witch is right, then the witch is right. She will be right. They're always right.
So Super Bowl commercials are like extremely expensive. Like I think $5 million.
$6.5 million for a movie preview for 30 seconds.
That's crazy. So like I would imagine Liquid Death probably doesn't have that kind of like funding or like just available money for mm-hmm. a 30 second ad. But this is, to me, is as much advertising as they need.
Yeah, even if it's a 10-second spot.
Well, like, they don't even have to have a commercial because everyone's hearing about this brand beforehand.
It's on social media. It's no secret to anyone. They have a good marketing campaign.
And again, not sponsored.
No. And I think they donated to New Orleans. I'm not completely sure, but I think they did. So they're doing pretty well.
What Super Bowl commercials tend to be your favorites?
I was thinking about this earlier, and I used to be very excited about watching the Super Bowl, not only for the Super Bowl itself and to see who's going to win, especially if the Saints are in there, but the commercials were always important. And these days, I really don't feel like I'm excited for commercials because there's so many ads,
right?
Just in my face every day, so I'm not very excited to see Super Bowl ads anymore or commercials.
Right. Like 10 or 15 years ago, like I feel like people watch the Super Bowl more for the ads because you Absolutely. Would have a timeout or like something would happen in the game. So there would be a pause. It's like, okay, let's cut to ads.
I guess I'm only excited for movie commercials because there's always an extended preview to the next movie that's coming out.
Now, I remember one year it was Linkin Park either dropped an album or a song. I can't remember the name of it right now, but I heard it. I was like, oh, this is Linkin Park, and it's playing at the Super Bowl.
Pretty exciting. Yeah.
Yeah. Because I was like probably 16 years old. So for like our kind of music to make it to something so...
That kind
like,
of exposure.
Yeah.
To think that one of the sound guys or the persons whose job it is to play music for that 1 to 2 second fade out is trying to get in some Linkin Park or... Something obscure that the general public doesn't know.
It was Burn It Down off of their Living Thing. So that was back in 2012. So, okay, I was 20. Wow. I feel old because that was like...
Oh, shit.
10 years ago. Wow. I did not think I was that old.
Right. I was 26 at that time. If you're going to expose yourself, I'm going to go ahead and die with you, brother.
I think for me, my favorite commercials were always Doritos just because it was like...
I was going to say Doritos or Pepsi.
They were always like good fun and not over the top.
Something about a bag of Doritos just flying in someone's hand. It's very exciting.
And like what better like Super Bowl snack than Doritos?
Someone has a bowl of Doritos at the concession table at a party. There's definitely like a ice chest full of Bud Light and Coors Light.
And someone listening right now is eating Doritos and their mind's blown that I just said that.
With a Coors Light in their hand. They're like, you're damn right, I got a Coors Light and some Doritos. Cool Ranch.
Was it Taco Bell? And I know we're talking about a lot of brands here, not sponsored by any of
any
them.
Of these guys. No.
If we were, you would know. Like,
right.
Was the Doritos Locos Tacos, was that announced at Super Bowl? Because it seemed like very much like a Super Bowl ad kind of thing that they would have done.
It does seem like it would be, but I can't remember. I just remember the Doritos Taco, Locos Taco showing up at the right time like a superhero with a cape. It was...
Let's see. Oh my God. So I did not look this up beforehand, but also in 2012 was when Doritos Locos Tacos came
out. Oh, wow. It was a great time for music and a great time for snacks.
Apparently so.
What a time to be alive at 20 years old, huh?
When's the last time you had a Doritos Locos? Because, like, I enjoy them, but it's like they were cool, and then it lost its, like, novelty, I guess.
I guess it's been about a year. You know, there's not that much fast food around where I live. Only 5-star Michelin restaurants. So, unless I Uber it, it's always a long time. But it's definitely something I get in the slew of tacos or within the order. I'll get, like, 3 soft tacos, a Locos hard taco, maybe absolutely a cheesy gordita crunch, and maybe a chalupa.
Oh, I love my chalupas.
Oh, yeah? Chalupas are pretty good, but that's in every other Taco Bell visit that I'll get one.
So, funny story, it was like 2 or 3 years ago, I was on break at work, and me and my fiance have different break schedules. Mm-hmm. Mine was like 30 minutes before hers. So like I would go get food and then come back, and then she would have food like right at the beginning of her break. So I was in Taco Bell's line and they were taking forever. I was like the second person back from the window, and I had to be at work in like 5 minutes. And this car in front of me was just taking forever. They had probably been sitting there like 10 minutes.
That's a long time for a drive-thru.
Yeah. I was like, I have to get back to work. Not only that, but she's going to come out and not know where I am and like not have anywhere to sit. So like I backed up through the drive-thru, and like it's one of those drive-thrus where the only way out is to go forward or backward.
Right.
So here I go, putting it in reverse for probably a good like 50 feet at least, and then going around the curve of the drive-thru. Thinking that no one saw me, right?
Okay.
So I get back to work, no food. Fiance's kind of pissed about it, but whatever. And then I think it's probably a month later, I'm going through White Castle, And I get to the window, I'm paying, and this guy comes to the window. He's like, "Hey, you're Chalupa Man." I'm like, "What?" He's like, "You're the guy that came through Taco Bell, ordered chalupas, and then I watched you back up for 50 feet and around a curve." I had no idea that, first off, anyone, but especially like one of their workers, because apparently he worked both jobs. And somehow this guy remembered what I looked like and what my car was.
What are the odds of this? And he remembered your order completely.
Yes. So every time I would go through White Castle from that point on, which was probably a couple of times a week, he'd be like, "It's Chalupa Man."
You know, I never knew that you were actually the Chalupa Man. I thought it was somebody else. It's like finding out that Clark Kent is Superman.
I'm a man of many names.
That's so crazy. It's like very small town energy, but it's unmistakable. He's like, for some reason, he never will forget you, like, as being that guy. Good thing there was no car behind you, because you wouldn't have gotten out. You would have been trapped.
And then we'd never have this story.
Right. And then if you were going to like Chick-fil-A, your fiance would have thought you died.
Right.
Because that kind of wait time is no Chick-fil-A standard.
But unfortunately, like, I don't know where the guy is now, because we've went to like obviously Taco Bell and White Castle several times since, and like I've not seen him again. But maybe someday.
Right. So, I mean, maybe that's like the best way to get the hookup. He'll give you extra Diablo sauce whenever you go to Taco Bell next time, if he's still there. You got to find out what his name is.
So there would be some times I would go through just for Coke Zero, because Fountain Coke Zero like tastes really good.
Slaps.
And he would just hook me up for free.
Look, man, just looking for a Coke Zero.
But speaking of witches, I know that you had an encounter recently.
Yeah.
And it wasn't with the Super Bowl.
No.
So
no,
I need to hear about this.
If she ends up being the Super Bowl witch, then small town energy over here too, because wow.
Unfortunately not for the Saints, but maybe next year.
Maybe so. Very excited by our new head coach announcement as well. And I definitely called it. It was a no-brainer, but super excited for next season. But yeah, this witch, she came into my workplace and she had an eye patch. So I didn't know she was a witch yet. And I don't know about eye patches, but they're always kind of like, you know, not to be insensitive or anything, but someone with like a crossed eye, you don't know where to look.
Is she a witch or is she a pirate? Because like, that's a pretty well, confusing like front to put on.
I guess I don't ask myself that question much often, because where I live, it could be both.
True.
I see that all the time. I'm not sure. But I'm very friendly with people and where I work. I'm in a public environment, so
right.
It could be anybody that walks in. But she, I initiated conversation. I don't know who initiated conversation, but she says, "You know, when I lost my eye, I gained another sense." And she said, "I could see dead people, and there's someone next to you."
Oh, bullshit! She stole that from the Sixth Sense.
Yeah, she's what's that, Haley Joel Osment?
Yeah, Haley Joel Osment. That's some bullshit.
Yeah, she's like the sister of that guy. All of a sudden, I saw myself breathing cold air. I'm dead. This isn't real. This
was podcast Bruce Willis is there also?
No, none of his bad movies were anywhere to be found.
Ooh.
So I don't know where to, like, I'm a huge eye contact person.
Right.
And you don't want to make it obvious that you keep staring at the patch. Or it's like looking at someone's zit when they're having a bad day, looking at their face. I don't know where to look, but just maintain eye contact with the eye that's good, I guess.
Yeah.
So, I mean, she tells me that there's someone next to me, and it kind of got weird a little bit, but it was okay. I was going with it. It seemed like she was really owning this witchery. It was cool.
Okay.
I see a tarot reader every 2 to 3 months. And I get a reading, and she seemed to be really into crystals and spirits and very witch stuff. And she told me a couple things. It was okay. It was good. But earlier in the conversation, somewhere I had learned that she had cancer before. So I assumed
it's in that eye, right?
It's because of the eye. Right.
Okay.
But come to find out, it was a completely separate incident
She has bad luck for being a witch.
Man, I'm telling you.
It's a good
you.
Thing she's not like influencing the Super Bowl. Everyone would end up half blind.
You know, if at the time I knew who was going to the Super Bowl and I asked her Rams or Bengals, I would believe with whatever prediction she had.
Yeah.
Maybe she would even come down with like the exact score and probably be right.
Okay, so you're saying you would believe her. So what else? Like, was there something else that she said that made you, like, have so much faith in her?
She wasn't far off because I had two grandparents pass away this year. And okay. She said they were next to me. And they said a couple things. She said that my grandparents wish I would have stayed in college. And I'm like, well,
that's
they're wrong.
That's most grandparents.
That's most grandparents. Good for her, assuming that, you know, I went to college, I guess. I don't know. I look like a young person, so
yeah,
maybe I was aspiring at one point. Nothing too crazy, but it was just believable. But what threw me off the most was the fact that she lost her eye from a pool cue incident, which is wild to me.
She must have been sitting poolside. We have someone that's like listening to us for the first time. They don't know what poolside is.
I feel right. If you don't know, Poolside Podcast.
If you know, you know.
Right.
We'll just say that.
I feel like the universe is messing with me a little bit sometimes. Like a pool cue incident, Poolside Podcast. That's definite witch energy. That's what witch energy is about. Absolutely.
She influenced the outcome of Poolside.
She did. She said, it's over. And here's a start new. Next time I see her, maybe I'll ask her about that. I hope she comes back down. I forgot where they're from. They were from Kentucky. And I mentioned your town. And her husband was with her. And they were like, no, we don't know where that is. I said,
that's odd.
Right. But I remember you and Jay talking about like areas around where you live. And I said, he lives near London. And they said, oh, okay, we know where that is.
Okay, it's one of those things like... Both towns are like pretty much the same size and like only 10 miles away from each other. So if you know where one is, you'll know where the other one is.
I attributed it to maybe somewhere I live, you know, no one knows the name of the town I'm from, but if I just say New Orleans, then that's close enough. It's good.
Did they say where they were from?
Maybe Louisville.
Okay, that would make sense. Like if you're from a larger area in the state.
That's why I associated it with like a larger name in the city or state.
Yeah, I'm just from the town where KFC started, so.
Well, that's all that matters. That's pretty good chicken.
And that's how I would, like, back on, like, Xbox Live and stuff, whenever people would ask, that's all I would say. I'm from the town where KFC started.
And they say, oh, chicken.
Yeah.
Fried chicken.
Which, by the way, we have the worst chicken possible. Like, everywhere I go is, like... This is way better than KFC.
Everyone that comes down to New Orleans will say the best chicken is in mom and pop shops or gas stations. And I completely agree. Nothing better than gas station fried chicken.
So I had sent you that picture. I'd went to Hattie B's recently because Rhett from Good Mythical Morning talked about it on his podcast, Ear Biscuits. I have to say that is the best fried chicken I've ever had.
Did they say that it was the best fried chicken they ever had?
I actually don't think that he got to go there because he went to another place called Prince's, and that's supposed to be like the home of like Nashville Hot. But he said that he had wished that he had gone to Hattie B's because like there was such a long line and everything.
Right.
Which it's very much well worth the wait. Waited out in like 30 degree weather for like half an hour.
Yeah, I don't doubt it that it's great chicken at all. I'm just jealous is what it is.
I cannot wait to go back. Yeah.
Oh, man.
Nashville hot chicken is the best.
So you would say that when I come up there, not for the wedding this year, but on another at another time, that would be like a number one spot that we would go to.
That is for sure a place we would have to go to.
I may have to like stay an extra night or two just so we can maybe go there after the wedding. Who knows? Maybe you can get some catering from them. That would be awesome.
I was telling Brandy... For like the bachelor party or whatever, we are going to have to go to like a really nice steakhouse here.
Oh, super stoked.
I'm just saying like save up your money because like I was looking at some places.
Yeah, I'm so ready for that tax return. My whole trip to Kentucky is just depending on my tax return.
But about the Super Bowl last year, did Tom Brady win last year?
Yes, Buccaneers won the Super Bowl last year.
And then he got greedy.
Sure did.
And didn't retire when he should have.
He Brett Favre'd it.
Yeah.
Except he didn't get his ass beat by the Saints, but good for him. Tom Brady always has a good offensive line. He's just not good in the pocket. Don't get me started.
Speaking of retirement, there was an article that just came out with Tom Holland, and he was like kind of questioning how long he will be Spider-Man.
Oh, I think that's dependent on his own legacy. I think he'll do 2 more Spider-Man movies, maybe 1 more.
I feel like there has to at least be another trilogy just because like that's been talked about. But apparently there is like nothing set in stone necessarily. Like,
but there's so much like in the universe that could be altered and changed.
True.
So how dependent are we on him being our Spider-Man for how long?
See, in the article it said, or he had said that if he is still playing Spider-Man beyond the age of 30, that he's done something wrong. So I did a little bit of digging, and Tobey Maguire and Andrew Garfield were in their late 20s whenever they started their role. And right now, Tom Holland, at the age of 25, has already done 3 Spider-Man movies, not including all of his like cameos and other MCU stuff.
Right, but not to say that his Peter Parker / Spider-Man legacy will live out the same way as Tobey Maguire or Andrew Garfield. Not to say that their careers ended after that.
The movies did a really good job of like handing him the torch. Like he's the new Iron Man, basically.
Right.
Because like, yeah, there's other heroes like still going on right now, but none that are like really that interesting in comparison, I feel.
I think it's that people really hold him or put him on a soapbox that he's like the best Spider-Man. So maybe he feels that pressure.
Well, he also does like these press tours and stuff to like promote the movie. And I guess like the studio called him up so many times, was like, hey, don't say this. Hey, don't say that. Because he had said that the newest movie was brutal and emotional. And it's like, well, it is.
Are they so like tight on not giving any information away? That's enticing to me. That would make me want to see it more.
If I was an actor and I had to watch like what I said to that extent,
yeah,
that has to be exhausting.
Yeah, that's too picky.
Which I know like he's known for like giving spoilers or whatever, but to me, the way that I've always seen that part of like him playing Spider-Man or being in the MCU is like he's a lighthearted guy. He's just like a fun guy, and that's why he's so likable.
You can definitely see that. Because there's the episode of Hot Ones that he's on.
Great episode. One of my favorites.
That episode stands up with the Shia LaBeouf episode. Just really good. And you can tell like a person with that kind of presence is really good. So he's just charismatic in his own way. People are going to look for that information for spoilers and try to figure out a movie before it's released. That just happens. I can understand being under that kind of control and not wanting to continue to be a part of it.
Yeah.
Under that scope.
For someone like him, especially like for who his character is in those movies, is that he's supposed to play like a kid or whatever. And like, he's kind of like this ditzy person. So do you want like this super serious person that like who he is as a person seems to translate very well to Peter Parker?
Right. Which I guess attributes to why people find him to be so Peter Parker-ish, because it just fits his personality naturally. He doesn't have to try.
Now, have you watched anything else that he's in?
I can't say that I have. I know that there's something coming up.
Right. There's Uncharted.
Right.
There's a movie that came out early 2021. It had Robert Pattinson and someone else, but it took place like back in maybe the 50s or 60s. It's one of those movies that takes place over time, almost like Forrest Gump. Really interesting movie. It's a slow burn. It's on Netflix. I can't remember the name of it.
I recommend
it.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about. I considered it because who's in it, but
it's not for everyone.
Right. He doesn't want to be written off as this was Spider-Man.
True.
Know, if we look at Tobey Maguire, we remember him as Spider-Man.
Right.
Andrew Garfield.
For Seabiscuit.
Not the best movie to follow up Spider-Man.
So, question for Andrew Garfield, what other movie do you think of when he comes to mind?
I know I've seen another movie with Andrew Garfield, but...
For me, it's The Social Network.
Oh, true. Right. He was like... Was he like a dickhead in that movie, or he was like the cool best friend?
He was the cool best friend that funded Facebook, and then like...
I remember, because that's why I was excited whenever he was announced to be Spider-Man. I remember talking to my best friend, just saying like, this is perfect. This guy's great. Who's your favorite Spider-Man?
For nostalgic reasons, I want to say Tobey Maguire, for who I think genuinely fits the part best. I want to say Tom Holland, but for like the cool factor, Andrew Garfield takes that.
Yeah, he's naturally cool. I liked, I favored him as Spider-Man in the suit. I felt like his delivery on what he had to say to the villains was pretty spot on.
He was almost like Batman whenever he put the suit on, just became like a different person.
You see, I like the darker side of comic book movies. I feel like I'm always searching for the next Dark Knight in every comic book movie that I watch.
Do you think that we need The Amazing Spider-Man 3? Because a lot of people are calling for it.
I would trust that if everyone's calling for it, especially. I would absolutely watch it. And that's with Andrew Garfield, right? Like a full...
Right.
Yeah, absolutely. I would watch it.
I think just for closure, because in the new movie, Spider-Man 3, No Way Home, I feel like they attempted to give some closure to his character. Mm-hmm. But we need a full like 2 hour, 2.5 hour like film to be directly about him.
I would be curious about the plot. I would be curious about how that would all work into the universe. I feel like it would have to be very significant. So
for sure.
I just feel like everyone doesn't mind watching Andrew Garfield for an hour and a half.
He's a very likable guy. And that's why I have to say, especially about Andrew Garfield and Tom Holland, is that they're both just like fun guys. Like you can tell they're not bad people at all.
Right. I'm pretty sure they make screenwriters' jobs easy. You can just write for those guys for days, I'm sure.
And then we have another Spider-Man movie, but Across the Spider-Verse, which will release in October of this year. So did you watch the first movie?
I did. I was blown away by that movie.
Same. It's
something like no one's ever experienced before. I think that movie will stand the test of time for a long time.
I've seen some people say that it's the best Spider-Man movie, but I have to disagree because like I don't think it's fair to animated film up to live action, because like you can have characters, you can do action scenes and something that's animated, because like there's no like crazy production cost to it. Like you can draw something, and that's much different than having to physically do that.
Right. I mean, there's Spider-Man live action movies and Spider-Man animated movies. So you can say that Spider-Verse is the best animated Spider-Man movie, but you can't put it up against a live action. I don't think that's fair at all.
For sure. So I was just curious about your take on that, because I think it's wild to make that kind of claim.
Yeah.
I think
someone has to be there just to make that claim.
They're all good movies.
If someone isn't saying it, then it's not being said. Someone had to say it.
Live action and animated do not go in the same grading at all.
No, you don't put up Batman animated movies up against Dark Knight.
That's just ridiculous to think.
Right. Because I have my favorite Batman animated movie, and I also have my favorite live action animated movie.
I'm just curious what Sony's next move is, or at least what their plan is long term.
With Spider-Man, or with what they're doing with entertainment consoles?
I guess both, because Spider-Man is owned by Sony, but then we have the whole video game side of things, which I know people go wild for the Spider-Man video games.
It's so fun to watch someone play that opposed to me actually playing it myself. It's awesome. It's like watching the movie.
When I was a kid and played Spider-Man, like that was the most fun thing. And that was on the PS2.
Oh, yeah. That was a good time. It was the, was it the movie? The movie game?
Spider-Man? Yeah, it was the movie game.
Right.
And I got to a point where I was like, what? This isn't exactly like the movie, because it had like the random bad guys and stuff. I'm like, this is really dumb.
Yeah, they had the rhinoceros. You had to like fight the rhinoceros. It was like really hard to defeat him, I remember.
Yeah, I wasn't about it.
Yeah.
I wanted to see the Green Goblin. That's what I wanted to see.
Right. So do video games come out based on movies anymore? I haven't been into the video game.
I think that died off.
Game in a long time. Okay. I would expect it. If I see the cover of the game looking like the poster of the movie, I would expect it to play out like the movie.
See, that's what I thought as a kid.
Has it ever played out like that? Think about the Friday the 13th movies. And the first Friday the 13th game, I think, wasn't even Jason Voorhees' mom. It was actually Jason, which is contrary to the movie.
Yeah.
Which is, that's a hard-ass game, too.
The console wars are really heating up lately because Sony just acquired Bungie, which used to make Halo, which was like a Microsoft exclusive, and also for Destiny. And now Microsoft has acquired Activision Blizzard, and they've been hinting at Guitar Hero coming back.
I am totally cool with that coming back.
The last one that they came out with had like a weird controller. It wasn't like the red, green, blue, orange.
I can remember playing the Guitar Hero. The Guitar Hero. I really have to stop doing that.
Damn.
I was pretty good at it, though. But I would be completely excited for that to be rebooted in some form. I would love to see what kind of songs they put on there.
As long as they bring back the classic controller, because, like,
right.
Who goes to play Guitar Hero and is like, you know what, I want the most genuine experience possible. It's like, fuck off. Go actually play guitar if you feel that way. But give me, like, my five buttons to play with and just actually have fun.
Exactly. Playing Guitar Hero is actually a break from playing guitar.
If you go to Guitar Hero and think that you're actually playing guitar, you are lying to yourself.
And I'm sure a lot of people are lying to themselves. Like, oh, this is easy. Anybody can play guitar. Look how good I am. I got 100% on All That Remains. Did you ever hit 100% on that song?
Not on Expert.
Oh, okay.
So there was Guitar Hero, and then there was Rock Band.
I didn't do Rock Band. I thought Rock Band had better songs, right? Or just maybe more songs?
They had, I think, a lot more songs. And overall, I preferred like their songs and their visuals. But I thought the gameplay from Guitar Hero was aimed more towards like actual like skill-based.
Right.
Because like Welcome Home by Coheed and Cambria, I could 100% that for sure.
I guess that's like subconsciously why I felt like Rock Band wasn't as fun, because Guitar Hero was just more official.
Well, since they already have like the structure of what Guitar Hero was, I would think that it really only comes down to like getting the licensing for those songs to use them. Because I'm sure like that's somewhat of a nightmare now, but like maybe it would actually be easier now that like streaming is a thing, because bands could get royalties for every time their song is played. Because if you're playing online, there's a way to track that now.
Man, that's a good way to look at it. I would love to see Guitar Hero come back and feel the same way that it felt when it first came out for people. Because I mean, we're also in another generation where it could just work the same way it did the first time.
I think it definitely could, but I know that if it comes out, I'm for sure going to have to buy it. You're going to have to get a console and then just do a live stream of us playing songs.
Right, because I want, I keep telling you and Jay that I want the, I want to get another PlayStation, but you guys keep telling me Xbox is where it's at.
We had mentioned Uncharted earlier. What some other movies you're looking forward to this year?
A lot of movies that are coming out in 22, just like a lot of albums that are coming out, a lot more exciting things opposed to last year, which I think 2021 was just a flop.
The last 2 years because of COVID, let's use that as an excuse of why.
I guess so. But all this surgence of things coming out is just pretty exciting. That's what helped me get comfortable with life again. All this normal stuff happening again. Good movies, good music. But yeah, there's a lot of good movies that are coming out. Personally, I'm surprised that I'm excited more about the cartoon type movies.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Sonic the Hedgehog Part 2 coming out. It looks a little more serious than the first one. They have a way better direction. It looks and sounds like the game. That's what we want. Less cartoon character with a live action character interaction. More of let's get to the video game. Different worlds. stuff like right. that. So super exciting. The sounds, every time I watch the preview, the sounds just get me. Tails is in it. It's the original voice actor of Tails. Super exciting for people who have been following Sonic this whole time.
Yeah, I know when the first one was like coming out, so many people were
the
like
face.
viciously angry. Yeah.
Yeah. Make this right or you're not getting our money.
And then there's also a Lightyear, which yeah. is Buzz Lightyear.
People are skeptical about that.
Tim Allen isn't doing Buzz Lightyear, and I think that's probably my only yeah. issue with it right now. But with the way that Toy Story 4 looked, just the way that it looked, just like graphically amazing, I have like full faith that like Lightyear will look great, and I don't think that they'll mess the movie up.
No, it already looks great. And I think it needs to stand separately from Toy Story. And I think it's okay that that's what they're doing. I think Chris Evans is going to do justice to the voice and character. I think they're going to introduce new characters. They're going to do a whole new thing. I don't know if they're going to start doing like start doing sagas like a Western Woody movie.
Yeah.
Bo Peep and her sheep. It would just sound ridiculous, but I think maybe Lightyear would stand on its own. He's going to fight Zurg. I think there's a whole world, another world, you know,
yeah,
that could
yeah.
just be opened from that. Super exciting. I like the animation. I think it looks great. Some slightly dark themes.
See, I think movies like that are really good because, yes, it's a children's movie, but it's using a property from something that, like, when we were kids, we were growing up with Toy Story.
Absolutely.
So it's not only a kids movie, but it's something that adults can also enjoy, which, you know, capitalism, yeah, they get their money, but it's still good for everyone as long as it's a good movie.
I guess sometimes kids don't know that they want it until it's yeah. there. But for us adults, it's more like, thank you. Please put this yeah. out. I'm going to take my kid to see Lightyear, and I just started them on Toy Story. So
yeah.
it's almost like its own Star Wars universe that people who are having kids can just introduce their kids to all this good material that we can watch as well.
And with like Boba Fett coming out recently and right. just finished the finale last night, I know some people are like not happy with like the way that it went.
That's what I heard, but I haven't yet checked it out.
But as an OG like Star Wars fan since I was like probably 5 or 6 years old, I could not possibly like see it going better, I guess. Because like I'm so happy with it, and like it tickles my nostalgic feels, but at the same time, like it's actually like a good show.
Okay.
So it's nice to see. Spoiler alert: if you don't want to know anything about Boba Fett, but it's so interesting that they've taken what could be perceived as like a bad guy in Star Wars, Boba Fett, and turned him into a good guy.
Okay, so that's my perception. Not having watched it, but knowing who Boba Fett is in that universe, but
and like he's an actual person behind a mask.
Didn't they hint that in the what episode would that have been?
They showed him without his mask in The Mandalorian.
Okay, that's what it was.
But again, with Tom Holland, Uncharted coming out soon, and then the Batman with
Robert Pattinson,
we're having some recurring names,
which. I couldn't be more excited for the Batman. I'm very excited about this. This is my recommendation for this week. If you're excited about the Batman, I highly recommend getting on Audible. Maybe. Oh, shit. Well, there goes my audiobook right there. Didn't mean to press that. But I recommend Before the Batman. It's on Audible. It's a prequel to the movie. It kind of gets you set up for the movie. And I've been listening to it. It's a pretty good listen as it would be a read. But I'm super excited about the world that Batman's about to enter. I think that Robert Pattinson's going to be a great Bruce Wayne Batman. It's as dark as everyone wants it to be. I don't know why people are so skeptical about it. I think they're expecting it to just be bad.
I think a lot of people just want things to be bad because then they can't be let down. If they say that it's going to be bad before it comes out, then like they can't be let down.
Right, and then they have that entitlement of I told you so.
The only thing that I'm kind of like pessimistic about is like really music, and that's because I feel like I'm right most of the time. Like there's just not like that good music.
It's true.
But when it comes to like movies, it's like, unless you have a reason to believe that it's not going to be a good movie, then just wait. Watch right. it. Like, what indication is there that it's not going to be a good movie?
Right. No reason to really just harp on it being bad with all the information and the footage that they released to us, promising us that it's going to be good. I think that they could have released anything about a new Batman movie and people would have had the same reaction regardless.
Yeah, you're spot on.
I'm super stoked about it. People hating for the fact that it's a 3-hour movie. Like, people binge watch stuff at home all the time.
10-hour series on Netflix.
Yeah, like, you didn't leave the bed or the couch all day. You can sit through a 3-hour Batman movie that you were begging for. You would hate on it if it was only an hour and a half.
Yeah. So if I see that a movie is an hour and a half, I'm like, this does not have that much depth to it.
Not going to have. It's probably an Ed Helms comedy movie.
Like, the only movies that are okay for an hour and a half is like if it's a horror film. And that's pretty much it.
Right. Which even Scream 5, or they called it Cream, 5 Cream, I think. Scream, people who have been following Scream know, but 5 Cream, I think that's what it
five
is.
5 Cream, yeah.
Yeah.
It's not 5 Gum, it's 5 Cream.
Right, because the 5 is supposed to be the S, which people were expecting the 5 to kind of play into Scream, but yeah. They did it smart, which if you haven't seen Scream 5 or Scream, the reboot, check it out.
I scream, you scream, we all scream for 5 Cream. Cream.
Oh, man. A lot of legacy characters that are coming out, especially speaking of Scream. Jurassic World Dominion. I mean, how do you feel about all these, like, speaking about Tobey Maguire coming back, legacy characters coming back into movies? I feel like this is what they're playing into a little bit. 2022 is a year of legacy characters.
I feel like for maybe 10 or 15 years, like, the studios have been playing with ideas. And if you think about it, if there's like 8 movies playing in the theater, there's maybe 2 actual good movies playing on the weekend.
If that.
So right. As far as like large releases go, I've been saying for a long time that a lot of stuff should just go straight to Netflix. Then it's right. Like way less risk. Like, you don't feel bad for turning a movie off on Netflix, but you're not going to walk out of a theater.
Have you ever walked out of a theater?
One time. And it was for the movie The Fighter. And that's because I didn't pay for the movie. I worked at the movies at the time. So I got in for free after work.
Well, that almost doesn't count.
Yeah. Yeah. So it doesn't really count.
But that says enough about the movie.
What about you? Have you ever walked out of a movie?
I would never. I don't care how bad it is. Because the last dollar is like the last minute of the movie. And maybe it'll pay off.
There's one movie I can think of.
I saw Freddy Got Fingered in the movie theater where I saw people physically just leaving. It was like, let's say there were 50 people in there when I went to see the movie and 10 people left by the time he was dangling deer innards.
There's one movie I can think of. I'm not going to say it here because someone will like roast us in our comments. But I'll tell you after we record. Now I have everyone super interested in what it is, but maybe if you subscribe to our Patreon at patreon.com/broside, you can find out.
What a way to get content. Good job.
But Morbius is also coming out with Jared Leto, and I'm surprised more people aren't like viciously mad about that because people hate Jared Leto for whatever reason.
For being Joker.
And then I will save my comments. He's a great musician, though. One of the best vocalists out there.
Definitely.
Super nice guy also. Got to meet him 5 years ago.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah, I did a meet and greet.
But that was for 30 Seconds to Mars.
Yeah, that was for 30 Seconds to Mars. And his manager came out and was telling everyone, hey, he's not the Joker. So you leave that world or whatever where it is. This is 30 Seconds to Mars world. And you should have seen the look of disappointment on like 5 or 6 girls' faces that had their hair like Harley Quinn.
Being an actor and like having a music career, it's just so conflicting.
Yeah.
But to be the person to like make it work, and you have someone that comes out with a disclaimer, we're not doing movie stuff right now.
Yeah. And like they sat front row for like, you know, they're doing a panel of like questions and answers and stuff.
Okay.
And those girls sat front row and he did not look at them one single time.
Neither would I.
I think 30 Seconds to Mars, not to really go into music trend movies stuff, but I think that they have been one of the most consistent bands out there over the last 20 years.
Is there any album announcement for him coming up soon, or?
The last album came out in 2018, and they tend to have about five years between albums, which is totally fine.
Totally reasonable for someone who also has an acting career.
Well, they're also just not like the kind of band that's releasing stuff all the time. So like they set the good expectation. They're a lot like other bands like Slipknot. You wouldn't expect Slipknot to come out with an album very often. Because when they do release stuff, it's really high quality.
And it's also an easy way to get burnt out on a band. I think that's the best way for legendary type bands like that to put albums out. You wouldn't expect them to put out albums after 2 years. But I always thought of 30 Seconds to Mars to be almost in the same genre as Angels and Airwaves. Almost seems like they should be on tour together.
I would say probably up until their Love, Lust, Faith, and Dreams album, which came out in 2013, I think.
I think that's the one I liked the most.
See, that's what kind of got me drawn back into them, because I've always been like a 30 Seconds to Mars fan, because I heard them like on Madden 2005 with...
Back to video games.
Yeah, with the song and Attack. Influences. And then there was The Kill that was also on Guitar Hero. My bad, not Guitar Hero, on Rock Band.
Right, the other one.
So like, you know, they were like pretty consistent with like being out there without being obnoxious.
They always seem to put out just one really good song that sticks for a decade or two.
Yeah.
Or even now, if I heard The Kill, pretty solid song that I don't mind.
And it still holds up. If that came out today, like for sure would be jamming that.
Right. An MCR song, I'm tired of hearing it. A 30 Seconds to Mars song, blast that. Yeah, I said it.
But so we have Morbius coming out, and then Doctor Strange, which just the trailer from that looks really good. And then the Bob's Burgers movie. What do you think about that one?
I don't really watch Bob Burgers too much. I just know that the awkward girl with the dress and the blue skirt with the... What's her name?
Tina.
She's hilarious. But I haven't watched it enough. And I would just assume that Bob's Burger fans, which they are pretty hardcore fans, would be pretty excited for this movie.
I mean, I'm looking forward to it.
You've watched that show a lot, haven't you? Okay.
Yeah.
It's not that I don't like the show. I have to get back to it. Like, I just started catching back up with South Park episodes.
That makes sense.
Right. So I think it's just a matter of time that I get caught up with it.
I mean, it's such an easy watch, and it's like totally not offensive, like the same way that American Dad or Family Guy is.
Or South Park, right.
And I just like the characters because, like, they're all kind of dumb, but, like, in not an over-the-top kind of way.
Very unassuming.
Yeah.
Right. I think that's pretty good writing.
For sure.
Because you can drop an easy joke, but I find that to be more of a clever take on a animated series.
There's a lot of content coming out this year, and we're going to be talking about it all year long. We can do movie reviews if you all are interested. It won't be anything like super in depth. We're here to just talk about things on like
the bro side version.
The bro side version. Whatever that is, we don't know yet. You can help us come up with it.
Right. You won't follow us for reviews of any kind, but it'll be okay if you hear it in between.
We're just here to have a conversation.
That's right.
But with that said, we are going to call it a day and get out of here. So I want to thank you so much for listening. And like we said earlier in the episode, if you would like bonus content where we will certainly go deeper into things, you can subscribe to us at patreon.com/broside. And it's just $5 a month, nothing too crazy. Also, if you just want to share this on Instagram, that is still very much helpful for us.
Yeah, we appreciate your support. Any new listeners and old school listeners, thanks for continuing to be with us and being a part of our community.
So that was the story of Chalupa Man and the One-Eyed Witch.
The One-Eyed Witch. Oh, yeah. You'll see that guy again, and hopefully I'll see that One-Eyed Witch again, and Maybe I'll ask more questions.
I know you've not ate dinner, so how about you go get some chalupas?
I was thinking about tacos, so it sounds like a good start to the night.
All right. Well, thank you all again for listening. My name's Derek.
My name's Blake.
And you'll hear us next Monday.
Right on.